We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Of course, the big story of the day is Andrew Berry, Dustin. The Browns general manager spoke. I did not have high expectations for getting some answers that I would find interesting. But, oh boy, was I wrong. Now, I guess some people will take his comments differently than I did. We shall see. But to me, he had some pretty eye-opening comments, both about the short-term play of Baker Mayfield and his long-term place in the Browns organization. Or as PFF Steve Monson would say, organization.
Organization.
Yeah.
I mean, he typically doesn't give you much when he talks. He's from the school of Stefanski and Antonetti, right? I mean, and Kobe Altman. They all kind of come from the same school of not really giving you much when they give press conferences. But I did think today there was something to gain from his comments on Baker Mayfield specifically in terms of his future and in him playing right now with the injuries and all that good stuff. So
yeah,
we'll play those cuts for you, and you can gather for yourself what you think about it. But I'm convinced that this organization is not sold on Baker Mayfield and that he may be the quarterback of the future still. That's still possible. But as of today, he ain't getting a contract anytime soon.
No, clearly. Well, I guess I shouldn't say clearly, because you never know. Andrew Berry, kind of the way he talks, it could mean nothing what he said, and we could be reading into it and we could be wrong. He might just say that about any player, even
right,
if he had Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady, maybe. But the way he talked about Baker in the long term, I doubt he would do that if he was a total believer. But before we get into the long term, let's start with the short term. Andrew Berry addressed Baker's play so far this season when he spoke earlier today.
I think we all know that Baker is incredibly physically tough. Yeah, I think he's told you guys, at moments of the year where he's been frustrated with his own performance. That being said, he has had stretches, this year where, he has played well for us. And look, the reality of it is, like, he's worked through injuries no different than, other players on our roster. But I know, he expects of himself, and we expect, him, whenever he's on the field, to perform at a capable level, at a winning level, and we expect him to play his best football down the stretch here after the bye.
All right, so he said he's played through injuries just like other players, and we expect him to play at a winning level when he is on the field. That
right.
is something I have consistently said, Dustin, that if they didn't think, now you may disagree with their evaluation, but I think the team and the coach and the GM and their medical staff probably has a more educated opinion on their evaluation than we would or the fans would, because we don't know the truth about the medicals.
Right.
But the reality is that Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski have consistently said he's healthy enough to play, and Andrew Berry spelled it out. He said flat out, a lot of guys are hurt. We wouldn't play. In fact, he gets into more detail in it a little bit. But he said there, just to get a little taste of it.
Yeah.
Essentially, if we didn't think he couldn't play at a winning level, he wouldn't be playing. They think he should be playing at a winning level. That's why he's out there. They believe he's physically capable. Across the board as an organization, Stefanski and Berry are in lockstep, and he's not getting it done. To me, that was, and again, we'll play some more clips in a second, that was Andrew Berry saying injuries are not an excuse for Baker's poor play.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you've been saying it all year long that the injuries are not an excuse. I've made those excuses for Baker as to why he's not performing that well. But clearly the organization feels pretty strongly that he gives them the best chance to win. If he didn't, he wouldn't be out there on the field. And the injuries are not an excuse. And so with that being said, then you expect him to play at a high level, at least at a higher level than he's playing right now.
Right.
Because he's not getting it done right now.
No, he's playing at an extremely low level. He's been absolutely awful outside of the Bengals game for a while now. And the offense has certainly regressed. They have scored 17 or less points in 6 of the last 7 games. And Andrew Berry talked about that.
You know, realistically, we brought back a lot of the same guys this year. But I really do mean it when I say, like, every year is unique, you know, just because, you know, you won a lot of games last year, or just because you bring back, you know, a similar group, it doesn't entitle you to necessarily the same, you know, performance level or the same, you know, production level moving forward. I think, quite honestly, you know, with the offense, it's really, you know, we just haven't been consistent enough in the passing game. And I want to be clear here, you know, that's not necessarily a, you know, one player or one, you know, person problem. Like, the passing game, it's all about coordination, you know, realistically. It starts from, you know, play call from the sideline that, you know, hopefully has the right solutions for whatever the defensive strategy is. Then it goes to the protection for, you know, your offensive line, your running backs, your tight ends at times, goes to your receivers, you know, being in the right place at the right time, you know, winning their matchups. And then it goes to your quarterback getting the ball to the right location at the right time, you know, accurately. And I think, you know, just quite frankly, there have been different, you know, pieces within the passing offense that maybe have functioned at a very efficient and you know, high level at times during the season, and other pieces just, you know, haven't necessarily been there. And I think that it hasn't been any one of those components, but it's something that obviously we're hard at work to make sure that everything can, you know, be on the same page and coordinated as we enter the stretch run here.
All right, so there you go. I mean, when he talks about the offense and why the offense has regressed, his entire answer was about the passing game. The entire answer.
Yeah, I mean, the passing game has been abysmal the last month or so. I mean, it's been brutal to watch this passing game. And obviously Baker Mayfield's a big reason why. And he's got to play better. And the injuries, I guess I'm not going to make an excuse anymore about the injuries, because if they're not making an excuse about it, why should I?
That's right. I know people will still continue to do it. Most of the media is continuing to blame the injuries for all of Baker's struggles, as are a lot of the fan base. But the team has consistently said he is healthy enough to play well. He doesn't have an injury to his throwing shoulder. It's his non-throwing shoulder. The other things are minor comparatively. Everybody's dealing with injuries. Andrew Berry said it flat out. In fact, he goes a little further with this answer. Why they have had Baker play through injuries. To me, this is the biggest one. You really want to hear this clip.
Yeah.
On why Baker, they've had him play through injuries, and his analysis, his answer to this is fascinating about how they decide whether a player is okay or not to play through an injury. Here we go.
Probably should be clear here, for any player, in terms of whether they're on the field or not, it's really, really three separate things. Number one, are they, you know, medically cleared from the perspective that they can't do anything, you know, harmful to their health, or, you know, significantly harmful to their health? Number two, are they medically cleared in a manner that would allow them to function in their role on the field, or play, you know, play to a winning level of their role in the field? And then number three, does the player, you know, both by feel and then obviously and honestly by evidence throughout the practice week, can he perform, you know, all the requirements of his role on game day? And so we'll never put a player on the field that doesn't pass those three criteria, you know, whether it's, you know, our quarterback or an offensive lineman or, you know, a member of the secondary or, you know, a punter or a kicker, you know, and that pulls through for Baker. So, you know, our expectation is when guys are on the field, and our players' expectations of themselves when they're on the field, if they're there, they're going to perform at a high level. The second piece of that is, you know, the reality is we're in December in the NFL. You know, nobody's 100%, you know, whether it's doesn't matter what position that you play, you know, but everybody who is there is not only just like healthy enough to be out there or healthy enough to play, but healthy enough to play it, you know, at a winning level. And so that's our expectation of guys when they're on the field.
I think the answer is very clear there, Dustin. That answer, more than anything else that's been said by anybody with this organization, sums up the fact that those who have been making excuses for Baker for the last 2 months are dead-ass wrong. He said it flat out. There are three. He didn't say there are three things we use to determine whether the guy might play or might not. He said guys can only play if they pass these three criteria. One, medically cleared and won't hurt themselves further. two, medically cleared, this is the key one, to allow them to play at a winning level. Now, obviously, there's some, you can't say for sure with that one, but you got, so it's an analysis of the player, but he's being analyzed by the guys that are watching him and following him the most. And number three, player shows in practice they can perform all requirements on game day. Baker has been doing that every week. One week he couldn't. That's why he didn't play in the short week against Denver. Every other week, he has passed these three criteria, including medically cleared to allow them to play at a winning level. He hasn't. It's not because of injury. End of conversation to me. That's it. Andrew Berry just – and then he went on and said, "It what you've said a million times, it's December, everybody's hurt. Everybody's dealing with things." So to me, all the excuse-making that people have been fighting with me about for 2 months, the argument just ended. Andrew Berry, to me, sealed the deal on that argument.
And part of this, too, is interesting, is by them putting him out there and them saying that they don't really care about the injury and Baker not performing well, that doesn't bode well. I mean, it actually kind of helps the team in terms of contract negotiations. You know what I'm saying? Like, if Baker doesn't play well,
yeah,
and regardless of injury, and they're not factoring the injury in at all, that is telling to me that the organization is still evaluating him, but he hasn't lived up to the expectations. So in terms of the contract negotiations, the team's winning right now.
Maybe so. If I'm Andrew Berry, I'm not interested in a contract negotiation. If I'm Baker Mayfield, I'm probably not interested after the season anyway. So I don't know if that's a factor, but sure, if you're right, if you're the GM, if you're interested in re-signing a player, you're in theory going to use anything you can to get that player at a lesser price.
Right. No doubt.
And right now Baker's value is significantly lower than it was coming into the season. No matter what excuses you want to make, even if you're convinced, no matter what I say, or certainly more importantly, what Andrew Berry says, that you're convinced it's only about the injury, and if he was healthy 100%, that he'd be perfectly fine, doesn't matter. The bottom line is he hasn't played well this year, and that's affected his bottom line. So if I'm the Browns, I'm not interested in a long-term contract with Baker at the moment at any price. If I'm Baker, I'm not interested in a long-term contract right now, not at any price, but not at a price that the Browns would be willing to pay at the moment. To me, that answer was about as eye-opening a comment as we've ever heard from Kevin Stefanski or Andrew Berry, to me. And I don't know, maybe some people think I'm overstating what he said. To me, it's clear as day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.